Hi, I have a new story today. This is again from an old RT edition. Let's just start the story. The story is titled The Value of Being Illiterate. Not illiterate, it's illiterate. Let's see what it is. World leaders burdened with resolving conflicts between nations have my sympathy. When my three children were young, most days it was hard keeping my house from becoming a war zone. Between verbal assaults and hand-to-hand combat. And that was before breakfast. It got worse as they grew older. 3 years ago, Zach, then 16, couldn't make it through a day without taunting his sisters. Alex and Taryn, then 11 and 9, every other sentence began with fat moron loser. My husband and I tried to be understanding of his adolescent moodiness. We pleaded, reasoned, punished and left heartfelt notes on his bed about how his behavior was hurting our family. His response was a shrug and, "I say it because it is true." I even tried telling the girls to fight back. Bad idea. Now I had three kids at war. At wit's end, I poured my heart out to my sister in an email. She wrote back, "Don't email me, email him." Our son was online every day, mailing and instant messaging his friend. So, what if I was within shouting distance? Maybe he would actually hear me this way. Not that I would say anything different. Email would just take the tension away. There would be no yelling or door slamming. Zach wouldn't feel under attack. And with a few simple keystrokes, he could respond. Or not. Zach didn't reply for days. When he finally did, his entire message was 4 measly words. I expected the worst, but then I smiled when I read them. "You are right. I am sorry." The kids still fought, of course, but Zach scaled back the abuse. Best of all, I now have an effective way to communicate with not one, but 3 easily provoked teens. I like that they don't tune me out as much. They like not having to listen to me nag. Or as Alex says, "You are so much nicer online." All I know is the house is quiet, but we are talking. In fact, Taryn just IM'd me from upstairs. It's time to take her to softball practice.